This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Unlike you, it was funny.
Put moron number two on the phone.
They loved it. Palm of hand.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
I'll tell you how you know you got the number one show.
How?
When all the superstars want to be on it.
Well, who have we got?
Patrick Cripps.
Brownlow medalist.
Just won the Brownlow medal.
No, I know that.
Toby Green, most exciting small power forward in the comp.
Not that naughty AFL player.
Well, that's what he was greeted in Bali. Just as he was arriving.
Naughty.
That's what it said.
Never call again, Toby.
Ah, he's a champion.
He
we
is,
love
we
him.
Love him.
And then Gil McLaughlin going to join us back into the show. The boss.
Gil in here? Is he coming in?
He's coming in.
No.
Grand final week. So, Fat, what about that for a lineup?
And a joke.
I know, that's where it gets disappointing at the end. Welcome to you.
Great day. Beautiful day. Looking forward to it. It's just building, isn't it, this grand final week. There's lunches on everywhere around the joint.
Yep.
People are coming from interstate. Like Toby, be looking for some cashies. I see Stevie J's in town.
Stevie, he'll have his chompers all over it.
As he what? He's like the lizard.
Yep, he's just biting away at cashies everywhere, Stevie.
Exactly right. Hello, rabbits.
Picked up by Hanbury. Malcheski, snap, and there's your grand final.
Oh!
There's your grand final.
The
Sydney Swans
Malcheski!
Have won the grand final of the Burner Band and Melcho.
Melcho!
What about Spud? Have a listen to Spud.
Oh, mate, Fanny.
I just couldn't help himself.
No, but he always
yelling.
Jumped in. You'd be telling a story, you nearly get to the end, and he'd jump in. Hey, I heard Dan Hanbury's name there.
Yes.
He got 3 votes in his very last
game.
That. Yeah, that
good.
Was nice.
Right.
That
we
was
forget
nice.
Because he's been so injured
how
good a player he was.
Did you see how many 3 votes Carl Amon got?
No, I didn't.
For Port Adelaide?
No.
Something like 4-3 best on grounds in the Brownlow.
Yes.
And in the games with the coaches award, didn't get 1 coaches award.
No, Bill, you don't have to point that out.
Well, it's
probably feeling pretty good about himself, Carl. After
I'm thinking
he's pointing that out.
I'm thinking the coaches might have known he was going. He said, "I'm not going to give him a vote."
I see.
Wow, we got a nice little rappy.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Right. I've got a stat, Jim, for you that no one has spoken about. I can't believe it. Geelong versus Sydney Swans, the first time ever these two teams have played in a grand final.
That is amazing.
It is, isn't it?
You go back to South Melbourne, both of them been in pretty much from the start.
They have. They were foundation clubs, both of them.
So that is amazing.
Played in a granny.
Yep.
That is unreal.
Yep.
Speaking of Swans, Buddy Franklin has signed a 1-year extension.
I saw.
Good on you, bud.
Well done.
He'll be 6th grand final this weekend, Jim. He won 2 at Hawthorn.
Yes.
Hasn't won 1 at Sydney as yet, and let's hope that stays. So he signed a 9-year deal. This will be 10 years. It's been a good deal, hasn't it?
Very good. 9 at each and into a 10th, yep.
So he's played 182 games for the Hawks and 158 for Sydney.
Yep.
Speaking of Sydney, Sam Reid, missed training.
Yeah.
He's not going to play, I wouldn't
have thought.
It's
going to be one of the hard luck stories, I think, and very important to him too.
Does he play?
No.
You're not on yet, Toby. Shut up. So I don't think he plays adductor.
No.
And having said that, Max Holmes, he trained yesterday.
And how?
Well, he just jogged around, did a couple of laps.
So I think he plays Holmes. I think he plays Bill.
Old Johnny Holmes, I don't think he does, Jim. Justin McInerney didn't train for Sydney either. That's interesting. We'll just keep an eye on that, Jimmy.
Keep
boy.
An eye on it then,
yeah. Collingwood has delisted both Callum and Tyler Brown.
Saw that.
Sons of the former great Gavin Brown.
Tyler Brown has been an emergency regularly in the back half of this year. So to go from being very nearly picked to not even on the list is interesting.
Both of them out. Whack. All right. Isaac Chug too, that small mid forward.
He's not so just enough. Covering every base and defender every now and then as well.
Bad defender, ruckman type player he was.
Yep.
Essendon captain Dyson Heppel has signed on for another year at the Bombers. One more year.
Will he be captain next year?
Very good question. I don't think so.
Right.
Toby? No, he won't, says Toby. Righto. Sean Higgins has announced his retirement, of course, at the Western Bulldogs at North Melbourne.
Two-time Sid Barker medalist, was an All-Australian at the Kangaroos. Wonderful footballer, yeah, Sean Higgins, and a very good man, even though he's got a large head.
Big head.
That probably held him back in the end.
A bit like Onion here.
Yeah, not quite as big as Onion, but too big for his body.
Well done, Higo. Enjoy that down there in G-Town.
Well, he'll be back up here in a minute.
The NRL, Jimmy. No, he won't. He loves it.
He's got the joint in East Brighton. He cannot get back quick enough.
Jim, East Brighton.
Oh, yeah.
North Geelong.
Oh, which one?
North
Geelong. I don't know. Yeah. How would you choose?
Hey, the NRL, prelim finals. What about this?
Rugby league.
Thank you. The Cowboys host, they host Parramatta Eels now.
Yes.
For the first time in the club's history in Townsville, prelim final.
Right.
I think they'll get about 12,000 there. But anyway, so North Queensland Cowboys, they take on Parramatta Eels. Parramatta Eels, JB, haven't won for 36 years. They haven't won a grand final. So that'd be nice they get through there. And then the other one, Saturday night, South Sydney Rabbitohs taking on the Penrith Panthers.
Yeah, that's massive.
That is huge Saturday night. You can watch it all.
You don't have to speak like Rabs Warren. You can talk normally.
You sure?
Yes, I am sure. Channel 9 HD.
Channel 9 HD. Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, it is. And 9 now.
You are. There's something wrong with you.
I've got something for you. Rosemary's helped me with this one. It's all happening in the chess world.
Oh, my God.
Ever played chess?
You're going to chess.
Yes. Well, Jim, so the world champion Magnus Carlsen, okay, resigned in protest this morning. Big, big news in the chess world. He resigned after one move against Hans Niemann in the Generation Cup. Niemann, playing with the white pieces, Jim, started the game with a d4. Carlsen come back with a nf6. Then Newman played a c4. Carlsen simply resigned and turned off his webcam. Everyone stunned, had no idea what was going on. I think we got some audio of it.
Because this is his main move. d4, knight f6, c4, yeah. Definitely. And what?
Oh.
What happened? That's it?
Magnus Carlsen just resigned, got up and left, switched off his camera, and that's all we know right now.
Mm. Big news.
Wow.
No, so
speechless,
Speechless. Old knack of bags, speechless there. But you know why Magnus resigned?
Resigned. What he was employed and didn't want to be anymore?
He finished up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he thinks that Hans is a cheat.
Oh. How do you cheat at chess?
Well, I'll tell you. I'm glad you asked him. But he thinks Hans is saying now, I am a clean skin. But there's rumours swirling around, Jim, that in a match where he beat Carlsen before, he had used a wireless anal bead.
Oh, no.
Bill.
This is in chess. This is in here.
Going with this.
Don't drag Toby into it.
How does that work?
A wireless anal bead.
How's that going
to that vibrated
tell
to signal what moves he should make.
Oh, yeah, of course it did.
No, that happened.
Oh.
Jim, it's
you
here.
You are a fool's
so
head.
So 133353.
No,
where have you?
Thank you.
No,
Toby Green, we should turn him off.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's can't listen to radio.
We're joined right now by one of the AFL's most watchable players, GWS Giant co-captain Toby Green.
This is the Rush Hour Sharpest for Maz Group, delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria. TIV.vic.edu.au.
Big fly.
Oh! Bill, there aren't many blokes at this size who can get it done in the air, can get it done on the ground, can get it done on the lead.
Spot on.
It's just a pleasure to be able to watch Toby Green play footy. He's in now. Toby, welcome to you.
No, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Hey, Toby.
Going to get to what you're here for shortly because the Live Life Foundation is a brilliant thing. But how's everything going at GWS? It's been a pretty tumultuous year.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the year we planned, most certainly, and you know, finished a lot lower on the ladder than we would have liked, and you know, we probably aimed to play finals and got nowhere near it. So, yeah, it was a tough year, and you know, we got a lot to do to bounce back, and you know, the club will look a bit different next year. So, exciting opportunity, but yeah, we got a bit of work to do.
Well, especially with the assistant coaches, Stevie J, he's gone. Amon Buchanan, our man that we spoke to with you, And I assume James Hurd and Dean Solomon, so they all left the club?
Yeah, I believe so. And I think Hurdy and Solly are going for a couple of different jobs.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
They're all bloody good people and really tight with a few of those boys. So, it was sad to see, no doubt, but I'm sure I'll be talking to them a lot over the next few years anyway.
Can you believe that you are now as senior a player as you are? Because you're just a baby when you came in and you had this big grin on your mush and everyone used to look at Toby Green as this kid just expressing himself, and now you're a veteran.
Yeah, I am now. I'm actually really old now, I think. I'm almost getting to 30, so that puts you past the hill. But, it is what it is, and our list is getting younger and younger. Yeah. So, got a bit of work to do with the younger boys this year, but it'll be good fun.
I see you still got in the Mark of the Year nomination the other night.
Yeah, it was a good jump.
It was? You're happy with that, weren't you?
I actually didn't think much of it at the time, but it looked better on the replay, yeah.
Good, yeah.
How's the body?
No, the body's, all good. Had just thumb surgery at the end of the year, but that's all fine.
Oh, that's good. Right, yeah, ready to go. And what, he just come down to have a look at what happens in Melbourne and see if there's anything around, a little lunch or a dinner for a little Topes?
No, I've come down to see Mum and the family, and we had the Brownlow the other night, so I thought I'd, just stick around and then go from there.
Yeah, I heard you had a good weekend. You were amongst it.
Yeah, had the races into the Brownlow, the double header. So feeling a bit worse for wear Monday, but back on the horse now.
Yeah, and drinking champagne. You couldn't even have a beer.
Yeah, there's a bit of that, Bill. Yeah, you picked that up.
But also, so a lot of blokes do this, Stevie J being one of them. They have a couple of days on it, Jim, of course. And then today you were riding around the tan. And now you're back on a fitness. You think you're fit again?
Yeah, I'll just be a few days just to get the body going again and feeling good about yourself. Sort of set me back there a couple of days. So now looking forward to a good week.
Well, so what will you do? Like, get this week out of the way, of course, and then you've got how long off? Is it 8 weeks? What will you have from end of the granny?
We got a big break. Well, because we didn't also play finals, so we've already had a few weeks off, and the older boys don't start till December, so. Ooh. It is a fair break, and I guess you got to do a fair bit in November, though, to get ready for it, and the younger boys will start about halfway through November.
So will you do that at the club, or you're not allowed to do it at the club, or you have to do it individually? How do you do that November work?
No, you can do it wherever you want. There'll be a lot of boys in at the club, so, probably go in when the younger guys start, though, as well, and get going. And I haven't met Adam Kingsley yet properly, so I'm sure I'll get to know him a bit better over the next couple of months.
You haven't met him?
I met him for 5 minutes at a little dinner, and he's was sort of been in different states since then, I think.
I thought he would have had a chat to Tobe.
Well, he has. Quick one.
Yeah, quick one.
Well, some blokes you probably don't need to, Bill. Some blokes you bank, and other blokes you need
before
to.
Before he goes away. Oh, you went on a trip? Who was that? Was that one of your mates that had that sign saying AFL's bad boy?
Yeah, they set me up there. I thought I had a good laugh, though, when I saw it, and it was all a bit of fun.
Yeah, one of your mates, was it? Good on him.
Yeah, well, they sent him, the driver, to the airport, and I saw that amongst 500 signs.
What did it say? GWS bad boy or something like that?
They were hoping that a few Melbourne people were on the flight, I think.
I love it. Now, tell us about the Live Life Foundation.
Yeah, it's something I got involved with through Amon Buchanan and a couple of his friends, and Perry Sambor's the man who started it, but works with kids who are suffering neurological disorders in their brain, and it's been going for a couple of years now, and they've got a few events coming up in the next couple of months, and I think you boys are invited to that golf day.
Good. So we'll be there. It'd be Royal Melbourne.
Yeah, Royal Melbourne. They do it well, and we had something on Saturday as well at the races, and looking to raise a fair bit of cash because it's what they need.
Love that. LiveLifeFoundation.com.au. Find out more and donate. Get online.
Yeah, exactly. You got 3 votes the other night. Did you see that, Tope?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Kicked 7 goals.
Yeah, it's tough to get him as a forward. Jez did well.
Jez. Yeah. How is Jez going? Because he's your good mate and he left you, of course, there and down in Geelong, got the farm, playing in a grand final. Going beautifully down here in Victoria, kicking goals. Do you ever just sit there and go, geez, I should have come with Jezza?
No, I don't think that, but he's obviously had a good run at it this year, and, he's had a few hammies last year and he probably wasn't fully fit, and what he's producing is exactly what I would have expected. So, no, he's loving it and he's got the farm, and I'll go visit him a couple of times in the off-season, I think. But, looking forward to seeing how he goes this weekend.
Do you know his old man well?
Yeah, Leon. Yeah, he's one of the handiest men in Australia and very tough and doesn't say too much.
No. I told you the story where his mum and dad were at the game. You're playing, you guys at Canberra, I reckon, and he kicked a few that day. And early on, he missed a couple, and there's these blokes in front of him, of the mum and dad, and they're going, "Oh, Cameron." And I said, boys, mum and dad are just behind there. Should have seen. And then he kicked seven. Every goal, they're up on the table. Oh. Jezza! And they went berserk. But he very unassuming, didn't say much, but I was talking to Jezza, and he said, mate, he does everything for him out there on the farm.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, we've been fishing a couple of times, and Leon makes everything we use to go fishing. So I do remember that quite fondly.
That's funny. Yeah. Leon, Cameron. The name's funny. Just from
I didn't even know. Leon
didn't
Cameron.
Think about that, Bill.
How is Leon Cameron, the other one?
He's good. He's he's flying, actually. We had dinner with him during
the pilot,
week.
Is he?
No, he's the weight of the world's off his shoulders. Yeah. He's certainly a lot more relaxed at dinner. And I think he'll be at the Swannies next year doing the bits and pieces. So
he'll be a great addition for them too. Mm. That knee's got to sort itself out. I've never seen a man walk worse.
Yeah,
than Bakes.
Well, he probably should go for it now while he's not coaching. But I think he just keeps putting it off because he thinks he's got to go again anyway.
So. Yeah, who wins this weekend? You've a better place than anyone to tell us.
Oh, I think I'm going to stick with the Swans because I picked them all year. I really rate them, but Geelong. Are probably the team to beat, but it'll be a cracking game, and if Swans can get their game going, then I look forward to it.
All right, just one more. Your dog, Oreo?
Yep, he's a good man. Good
What's
dog.
It called?
What? Oreo, yeah.
Yeah, no, what kind of dog is it?
Dalmatian.
So after the biscuit, And I hear, Jim, that Toby takes it around to people's houses, and they let it out the backyard, does these big turds. And then you just walk straight out and leave him out in the backyard.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yes?
That was when he was just a young pup, so he's got better since then.
But you've got to go out and clean it up and get the bag and take it, too.
I don't know if that's true, but Stevie's told you this. Yeah.
You're going to catch up with Stephen? I see he's in town.
Yeah, we'll go for a little run around the town.
Stevie's not running anywhere.
No, we'll get him up Anderson Street once, I reckon.
Don't get him go down the hill. Don't get him come up the hill.
Hey, good luck, mate. Yeah, I know you've got a big off season plan. Good luck with all of the holidaying, etc., but also a massive season next year for GWS. Thanks for dropping by.
No, thanks, boys. Thanks a lot for having me.
LiveLifeFoundation.com.au. They do incredible work. Get online, find out more about it, and more importantly, donate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Ring now if you listen to it. This is TSL, Jim.
Oh, no, it isn't.
We need more cue.
No, it isn't.
And what about this? Mm-hmm. We said about Stevie J, he'd be walking up Anderson Street. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Jules, a caller just rang in. And guess who he saw walking up Anderson Street?
No.
Stevie J.
Heading where?
To the bot.
Yeah. What about that?
That's where he'll be going. Yeah.
Well, of course. What are the chances of that, Jim?
Come on, Stevie. You're better than that.
Coincidental.
Our Bill.
What? Coincidental.
Yeah, that's it. Mm. Our Bill.
Yep.
I had to head down the magnificent town of Port Ferry recently. And while I'm down there, I'm thinking to myself, I always think it's left. While I'm down there, Bill, I'm thinking to myself, need to have a strike at the Port Ferry Golf Club, of which I'm a member, and it's a magnificent golf course.
You always say that.
So I go, it is. If you're a golfer and you love, especially getting on the road with some mates, go down there and play golf. It is just, I think it's 47 ranked in Australia, proper links golf course. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I see my mates at the jump, and obviously Troy, my mate's the main head greenskeeper down there. And I said, righto, comp day, I want to get out before the field. I'm going to play 9 holes anyway. So if I can jump off 7, I'll get those 3 played, and then I'll get away off 10 and I'll finish about 6. That's right for me.
Whatever.
So anyway, as I put the tee peg into the ground,
yes,
and I'm assessing the 7th drive,
an arrow.
A plover the size of a suburban cat. No. Comes flying past my head.
A what?
A plover.
A plover.
Angry bird.
Mm. And swooped
you. Big bastard too, and angry. So I look at it, and I'm thinking, I'd forgotten that it was that time of year.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, all right, it's just protecting its little ones.
Because it's mating season.
It's mating. So no, I've already had the mating. The birds are in the nest. Oh. So I'm thinking, right, I'll cut it some slack.
Yes.
You know. So then I go back thinking, right, probably better get on with this.
Yes.
And I'm just about, ready to strike the ball. Again,
another arrow.
But this time, Bill, clipped the side of my head.
Did
a cap
not.
On, clipped it.
That's close.
So at that point, eyes rolled back.
Oh, look out,
and
Jimmy.
I've got
boy.
The big tailor-made stealth driver, and this thing's coming at me, and I'd lost my ability to think properly.
Yes.
So I said to it, because literally, Bill, they're flying straight at you.
What did you say?
Yellow beak, big bastards.
What did you say to
I'm
it?
Knocking your head off. So you get close enough to me, and the stealth is going to knock your head off.
And
every time it got to about the distance from you and me away, and then took off. And then it came back and took off, and I'm swinging at it. And I looked around, and this lovely lady
did you
was
count
down on
those,
the
says Aries.
No, this lovely lady's down on the practice green, and I'm thinking, oh, she's not going to be happy with me. She's probably a conservationist.
Oh, yes.
So we get around to the ninth, which is right near the practice green.
Yep.
And she goes, I'm disappointed you didn't hit it. They're bastards of things.
Oh, good on her.
Anyway, Bill, hence 133353. What has attacked you unusual?
Like the plover.
I got attacked by a pair of plovers.
Look, and I'm just looking up plovers.
Oh, Bill, they're big and angry birds. Where would have given away, please, Rob?
Brand new Homedics 3-in-1 Pro Foot Massager with heat. Valued at $350. Visit homedics.com.au plus some Melbourne Royal Show tickets.
Right, so we've had plovers as an example. Yes. So if you, we don't want to know plovers. If it's plovers.
Yeah.
But what has attacked you unusual is the question.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Kim, who went to the Japanese opera, they sang in Italian with some sublines.
Sublines?
Jim?
We're talking about what has attacked you unusual.
Well, because it's plover season.
Yes.
And, Bill, they're angry.
Mm.
They literally come straight at you with this yellow beak just coming at you.
Do they actually hit you?
Well, if you're not looking at them. If you're looking at them, then they'll swerve away. Yeah. But if they're coming from behind, they clip me in the side of the head, Bill.
Good. Wish it got you better.
No, don't worry.
You know, I
wish
got attacked
it got you better.
One day at Cairns, you know, Port Douglas. They used to have that big enclosure, and you go in there and you buy some food. A duck.
Duck came after you.
Like a little duck come up, and he tacked me.
Nipped.
And he nipped me, got me finger, and I'm flying around. I was up in the air. I had flying around everywhere.
Yeah. How much mayo do you reckon's been laid on that?
And it finally let go and landed in the lion's cage. But
it did.
But a duck attacked me. That scared me.
Andrew's in Wai'i, Bill.
Wai'i, of course. Anthony Stevens from Wai'i. Andrew?
Yeah, how are you guys?
Good, mate. What's attacked you,
too,
unusual?
About a year ago, my missus thought it would be good to get a lamb that was orphaned.
Yeah.
So, she's bottle-fed it. Beautiful little thing, and now he's big and ugly, and the ram comes up to you, wants a pat, so you rub his head and everything, you turn around to walk off, and next minute you're on the ground on your face because he comes up and bloody slams you.
They're nasty too, rams. They hit you well. Has he got horns?
Bad.
Big horns?
No horns, thank God, but it hurts.
All right, stay there, Andrew. Like
ram.
That. Mark in Bendigo. Hello, Marco.
Hello.
What's attacked you, unusual?
It was about 15 years ago, a hive of bees.
Bees?
I was out in the bush with a mate, and we walked past a few hives, and they looked a little bit docile, so I thought I'd do the smart thing and give one of the hives a little tap with the foot. Off we went through the bush, and a swarm of bees chasing me, and the mate, he was rolling around on the ground laughing. I had the windshield pulled up over the head, and they managed to sting me in just about every place bar one, which was fortunate.
Oh, didn't get the old dude.
Well, it was a bit of a shame. It could have taken away the pain and left the swelling.
There we are. Marco got there eventually.
He alluded to it, Bill, and you had to go there.
Bill had to tread all over it. Yeah, that's it. Kyle?
Kyle.
Kyle, yes.
Yep.
Hello, Kyle.
How you going, boys?
We just had a little hiccup there, Kyle, but we're back on track. Yeah. What's attacked you, unusual?
I took the young fella to the Melbourne Zoo and looking at the meerkat, so I stuck my hand in there and it bit me on the finger.
Oh! Aren't they funny little things? They all put their head up and then down.
Yeah, I liked them until they did that, but
bitten by a meerkat.
Yeah.
Well, no, stay there. Mm. Callum Micklem.
Callum.
Hello, Callum.
Fat and skinny, how are we?
Good. Callum?
Dash out.
Oh, no.
Oh, nice one, Bill. Haven't heard that one before, mate.
What? Like a little sausage dog?
Yeah, a little sausage dog. I was delivering some medicine from a chemist. Dear old Dale opened up the door. Dog ran outside and She asked me to grab it and grabbed it and tore a tendon out of my hand.
No. Oh, no. They can be bitey little bastards.
Didn't expect it, but yeah.
No, they can be nippy little dogs.
Never seen them move, hardly.
Jay, Bendigo. Hello, Jay.
Jay.
Yes. Good afternoon.
Attacked you, unusual.
Nigel, my pet camel.
Oh, no.
Nigel. I tell you what, they're fierce. Remember that camel I rode and wouldn't stop? He was angry.
Ran up Puckle Street.
What happened, Jay? I ended up in bloody the airport. Mate.
I brought a few lady friends for Nigel to keep him company. Ooh. And coming into male rucking season, he got a bit excited, thought I must have been trying to steal his ladies, and he reared up at me and chased me across the paddock.
Ooh,
luckily, wow. I still could run a little bit and jumped over the electric fence, and I was stuck.
Geez, you would have smelt the breath coming at you.
1,000 camels in the breath of a thousand.
No, it was only three, he said.
Okay. No, but no, thank you. That's a saying.
Who wins?
They're fierce camels, Jim.
Yes.
I didn't mind Kyle.
Yeah, meerkat. Got bitten by a meerkat. Not many people can say that. Kyle. Yeah. No, that's Callum.
Yep.
We've got Kyle. Yes, yeah. What are we giving Kyle?
We're going to give him the HomeEdex 3-in-1 Pro Foot Massager with feet. It's valued at $350, if you don't mind.
There you go, Kyle.
David.
Thank you very much.
David was good.
Oh, no. Who else, Bill?
Well, look, pet camel's an interesting one, Jim.
Oh, no, Jay from Bendigo.
Jay from Bendigo.
$100 grilled voucher headed to Jay from Bendigo. And we'll send Callum from Micklem the 4 Melbourne Royal Show tickets because it's back September 22, which is on Friday to October 2, kids 14 and under are free. Pre-purchase tickets and save until the 20th of September, royalshow.com.au.
Paddy Cripps coming up, rabbits.
That's it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Did you see your former president, old Flog here, getting some merchandise from Carly at the club?
And we are joined by the 2022 Brownlow medalist, Patrick Cripps.
This is the Rush Hour Sharpest for Maz Group, delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria. TIV.vic.edu.au.
Carlton. P. Cripps. Three votes. And I declare the winner of the 2022 Brownlow medal, Patrick Cripps of the Carlton Football Club.
Gripper, congratulations, mate. Richly, richly deserved.
Yeah, thanks, mate. It's, every time I hear that sort of callback, still gives me goosebumps, to be honest. So, it's been an interesting 36 hours. So, it's starting to sink in now.
Geez, had to do it the hard way too, get three in a losing game.
Mm.
Yeah, it was, I knew going into the last game I was close enough. I knew I did all right, but you never quite know on Brownlow night. It's, yeah, as good as you play sometimes. Sometimes you never can jag a vote, and sometimes when you don't expect it, you can pinch one. But it was that last one was definitely made the ending. Would have been good to watch, and it was even amazing to be a part of it.
No, it wasn't good to watch. I had Lachie Neal and Tuke Miller and Quinella. So stuff you, Cripper. But anyway, have you got your Brownlow medal back? Because I heard Montana had it on, and she wasn't going to give it back.
Mate, there was. I reckon my little brother would have had it for longer than her. It was probably about 3 hours there where I didn't know where it was. But to be honest, I had a few by then, so it didn't really matter. It was it was a great after party. I had a lot of the boys rock up, and my family were over for it. So yeah, it's not like that. You cherish, and I was glad I got to spend it with people that sort of mean the most to me.
So take people into what happens there. The AFL or Crown sort you a room somewhere else, like a villa or somewhere where there's an extra party put on for the winner. Is that what happens?
Yeah, next to your room, JB.
Was your own suite, which I'll get to later. Mm-hmm. But is it another room or do they just go back to your room?
Nah, one of the – I'm pretty sure it was at Atlantic. There was like an after party there, and then there's a bit of a downstairs area. So,
right, okay.
A few of the boys rocked up as well. So, we had a good night down there, and then carried on to a few late ones back in the room, and it was a bit of fun, mate. It's nights like those you sort of cherish, and it was definitely it was a long day yesterday, that's for sure.
Next door to my joint,
you told
and
us that
all
yesterday.
Sorts of noise started happening, doors opening and shutting,
what
and
did you hear?
Hooing out
what
of
else?
The corridor.
Anything else going on there?
I don't think there was anything else going on, but of course, as Patty knows, my better half is the most rusted on blue ever, so she didn't give a shit how much noise was happening, Cripper. She was that happy.
Yeah, no, everyone was, mate. It's I
I think my parents were best on. They were they were probably the loudest in the room. They were carrying on. So, when I rocked up, they rocked up straight after medal count. They'd already tipped a fair few back. So they were definitely leading the charge.
And Daisy Thomas was even there, I hear, trying to get amongst it.
Was he?
Yeah.
Big Daisy's always there, mate. He was he was front and centre on the red carpet. Did a good job there, and he's always front and centre at the after party. Big days.
Yeah. I spoke to Chris Judd, who was not at the time. Obviously, he wasn't there on the night. Post about something else, and he said he made a late decision not to go, and then regretted the fact that he didn't go because he said, I should have realised Cripple was going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sent me a nice message, Judd. Man, he's been huge for me over the journey, but it's yeah, when you get messages from guys like him, Benny Cousins, Simon Black reached out as well. That had a bit to do with him. And, when I grew up idolising those guys as Brownlow medalists, and then all of a sudden you win one, it's pretty cool.
Brownlow medalists. And you also won the Triple M MVP. Wow-wee, that was a good one.
Yeah, I think you guys are onto it. Onto it early, Triple M.
Bloody oaf.
Now, it's, it's always nice to, get some recognition for some hard work. But
yeah, good.
As we all know, mate, it's I'd rather be playing on the game on Saturday.
Nah, rubbish. I'd much rather win the Brownlow and win a premiership.
That sums you up.
Individual, yes.
That's where you
it'd
are
be
different.
Nice to win it and have a flag.
Yeah, exactly.
And now, I was loving the story about big Harry Mackay's mum. Yeah. Just starting to fill your glass up with water. Has it got a bit tight?
Oh.
Yeah, we had a fun table. The boys were definitely getting into the night. And early on, I thought I was gonna get the three votes in round one, and I got one. So I was like, oh, this could be a long night here, boys. Let's tuck in. And then halfway through, I started getting a few votes back where I didn't think I would. And she's an absolute legend. But she kept filling my water up. And then about four or five rounds to go, I definitely put about three waters away in about a minute, I reckon. So timed it perfectly.
Was Ben there?
They're both there, the McKays. They're all one person, aren't they?
That's spot on, Paddy. You're onto it, mate. They are both the one person. What about Northampton?
Well, I'm going to say, speaking of the water, what about the water up there?
At Northampton, all these. How big is Northampton, Cripper?
It's not big. It's there's three pubs in it, though. So there's about 800 people in Northampton. So
800 people, and the superstars that have come from there is unbelievable.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of it. It's there's about 10 of us now, I think, that have played AFL. And, I got sent a bit of a thing yesterday from one of the guys I played junior footy with, and I think besides the Norm Smith, I think we've nearly won every award in the town. So pretty cool. And it's something we have a group WhatsApp that we keep in touch, and we make sure whenever we can, we pump up our hometown because, it's, I suppose, a foundation for our careers.
Coleman, big JK.
JK.
What a superstar.
Harry Taylor.
Harry Taylor, of course.
Cripps.
More than one Cripps.
Jamie Cripps, which I reckon might be related, Jim.
Probably would have been, Bill, I reckon, Hey, Cripper, one of the things that we all find astounding with you is your size. About 20 years ago, you would have been a key forward and 30 years ago, a ruckman. Did you get to a size as a kid where you thought, am I still going to be able to play midfield, or was it always going to be possible even at 6'3" or 4" or whatever you are?
Yeah, it's funny that I was actually the smallest in my team when I was 15, so always played mid, and I actually think that really helped my game. I was sort of late to hit puberty, so especially being in the boarding house, mate, there was a few unpleasant moments.
Didn't shower up? You didn't go into the showers, Cripper?
No, I went in the shower with my jocks on. I went running in the shower. I actually thought that really helped my footy. It sort of, because I didn't rely on my size, I really had to, use sort of clean hands and sort of the ground level stuff to get the ball. And then, slowly, I actually shot up really quickly. And for even the first few years in my career, I still felt like I played small. It wasn't until I started really working on my game and my aerial stuff that I started using height to my advantage. So, it's funny that it's you look around now and Johnny Nichols, Carlton legend, you sit next to him, he's one of the greatest ruckmen ever, and you're taller than him, it just shows you how far footy's come when you would have been hitting down your throat 50 odd years ago.
Patrick Cripps, righto, here we go. Who wins Saturday, a Geelong or Sydney?
I'm tipping the Cats. I think it's going to be a great game. I don't reckon we've had two teams in this good of form going into a game for a long time. So obviously Melbourne were hot last year, but to have two teams, I think nearly on 10-game winning streaks, going to be good. But I don't know. I think Geelong have been around the mark so many years, battle tested. hoping for a close one. I'll be there watching for sure. It's been whole finals and even the last few games of the year, it's been great to watch as a fan. So I don't think footy's in a good spot at the moment.
Norm Smith?
I said Joel Selwood. I reckon he rises in the big games. And, everyone loves watching him play. So he's my tip for that.
Hey, Cripper, I tell you what, when someone wins the Brownlow, every now and then, Bill, you'll get not only people in the room, but people out in the streets giving it, that bloke's kidding himself. How's he a bloody Brownlow? Not one person has said that since Sunday night, which is a credit to the footballer you are, mate. Congratulations. Enjoy everything that comes with it. And maybe we'll run into you Saturday.
No, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Not only is it not funny, it's also highly inappropriate.
Gil McLaughlin still to come, and it's all thanks to Chemist Warehouse, who their half-price sale, Bill, is on now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply.
Maybelline, Chemist Warehouse. Rimmel, Sally Hansen, Revlon, Nude by Nature, half price.
All of them, Jim. Half price.
Bill, it finishes on the 25th of September.
Which is Sunday.
This Sunday. Rabbits, you walk in there, you say, I want some unbelievable cosmetics and I don't want to pay very much.
I want them half price.
That's it.
And guess what they say?
You can have it.
It's half price
Click
sale.
And collect.
Exactly.
Online home delivery within hours ends 25 September.
Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Thomas Carr.
Yes. Right, another one. This one caught my eye, Jimmy boy.
Or Thomas. Got to make sure we're on time because we've got the competition boss, Gil McLaughlin, sliding by this studio.
Yes.
But I tell you what, I've already noticed since Alistair Clarkson swept into Arden Street.
Well,
destination club.
Well, Darcy Tucker, Fremantle.
What about that?
He wants to come to North Melbourne.
As does Griffin Logue.
Why?
Bill. Oh, suddenly the little masters wandered in.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And turned the whole thing on its head.
Exactly, with Griffin Logue, you're right there. Tucker is contracted to the Dockers for next year, Jim, so they'll have to arrange something.
Well, they've got the new compensation pick sort of set up in place where you've actually got to on-trade those picks.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what else. So that's another one out of Frio. Six clubs, Jim. Count them.
Six.
Chasing Lloyd Meek.
Yeah,
the ruckman.
I've told you about him. He is far from the worst, Lloyd Meek.
Well, six clubs are chasing him. Yep. That could be another one out of... What's going on there?
But he should go because our mate Das is one of those, like Goldie, he plays every minute.
85%
pretty
ruckman.
Much. And Lloyd Meek's just going to sit there dying on the vine. So he should go somewhere where he'll get a game because he is an AFL standard ruckman.
I just can't work out. They've had a good season. They've got a good coach.
Well, they're getting Luke Jackson in at $1 million a year. So it's obviously smashed their cap bill.
Not confirmed as yet, but you're right. Exactly. Yes. Right. Here's a question for you. Coach of the year.
Yes.
I know.
Craig McRae. Hands down.
Well, because they normally say the premiership coach, don't they? But I've got three here for you. Horst Longmire, Chris Scott, or Craig McRae.
Craig McRae, hands down.
Well, Nathan Buckley said that also.
To come from 17th to a minute, a second away from a bloody grand final berth. I reckon if you ask those other two, Horst and Chris Scott, they would say there he is right there.
If Chris Scott... holds the premiership.
I know, Bill,
up.
But to turn a club around from second last to a point off a grand final, that's extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember that happening for a long time.
And actually turn other supporters like us.
That's it.
We actually like them.
Bill, end of that bloody game. I'm on my feet in my own lounge room.
Carrying on
like a fool's head.
Yeah, I know. I was too. So well done to Craig McRae.
Yep.
I tell you what, they've got to fire up next year. They've had
a lot.
No, they had a lot of wins, Jim, by under a goal.
So?
If two or three of
that's a good thing.
Goes the other way.
Oh, Bill's already putting them under the cosh.
Anyway, go Cats.
This season didn't even finish less than a week ago.
Go Cats.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, that was it, Jim. Up next, not sure what we got. We'll just work on it during the ad break.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With Aussie Super Mole, Rosie Walton.
Jim, we've got the King coming in and we've got the Queen now.
Hose?
What?
Don't ask me to explain.
King is Gillen.
I thought he was the King of Kings.
No, Gillen's the boss of the AFL and you're the Queen of Triple M.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
Nice dress the other night. How'd the Brownlow go?
I've had a very enjoyable time.
You don't wear a dress a lot, but you're frocked up.
Wearing a skirt today.
You're wearing a skirt today.
You're all frocked up.
Yes,
you look good,
what
Hose.
You do
well
when you
done.
Go out.
Yeah, good. Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, see, what happens is I put in minimum effort for most of the time, and then when you put in maximum effort, people go, what?
Wow. Yeah, wow. You look amazing.
Yeah. Tom Brown's which like, double Tom. Take. It doesn't take a lot. It's confusing.
That was just in the office. Yeah, exactly.
We had Sam Pang in yesterday for a chat. He even hung around for the joke, which was to the bemusement of his colleagues down
at another at station.
The dial. Somebody called Wild Wild Wilbur on our Instagram wrote in response, all I hear now with Plastic Bertrand is Sam Pang Boumois.
Yes.
So whenever, very if we good. Hear it today, just listen
very
for
good.
That.
I like that.
There was a video up yesterday from our Bosch Measure Up Against Bill kick, a video on Instagram, and you were wearing your centenary kit.
I was, the long knickerbockers.
Fitzy 0023 wrote, who's Uncle Fester?
Yeah, that's what he looked like.
Did. Now, a few people have alerted us, James, to a photo that you put up on Instagram.
Which one?
From the Brownlow.
Ah, yes.
Of Lisa looking absolutely stunning.
Yep.
And him with that stupid look that he always does.
No,
the
only there was thing a reflection.
Is, there's a reflection which where I didn't you know. Can see you taking the photo. It's in the reflective surface of the lifts. And Benjamin Riley has written linguine legs.
Mm. Another person very
didn't you have anything on?
Not charitable.
No, he's in his kit, in his suit.
Suit. Another person said, only you could find a way to take a photo of someone else, but at the same time be taking a photo of yourself, which I didn't mean to be doing.
Okay, fair enough. Now, Saturday, Rub, we need to go through a couple of things.
Yes, please.
Michael Malloy on Facebook has alerted us to some statistics from Cricket Victoria, which I went into today because you did a special investigation.
And how bad a cricketer Bill was.
For Essendon.
Who was that? John Shannon.
We had a very long interview on the Saturday, Rub, if you want to go to the podcast on the listener app. Too long. Couldn't even do the quiz.
Yes.
But John talked a little bit about stuff. Now, the stats say you play between the season 1985 to 86.
Yes.
Five matches, six innings, two not outs, 32 runs.
Oh, no. Oh, see, 32.
Highest score,
32.
11.
I was down the bottom.
Average of eight.
Average of eight.
I was down the bottom of the order. I was 16.
Bill, you were rubbish.
Don't know,
that's what you were.
Don't know how many times you bowled, but there was 12 runs made against you.
Did I take a win?
No.
No wickets.
With me
and an average of eight with the bat.
More importantly is that in the player profile, it tells you with a little squiggle whether you played for Victoria or not. Yeah, you claimed that you were 12th man for Victoria once.
Oh, which
no
I was.
Squiggle.
No squiggle.
Junction
Bill.
Oval.
No, you went and fielded for an injured player for about half an hour. And Bill.
Ring up Ray Bright.
Bill, eight average and no wickets.
Jim.
So you weren't an all-rounder because the – one or the other had to be better than
Jim,
that.
Jim, I was 14.
Oh, four. So he's gone from 17 down to 14.
I was 14, Jim. I just out of nappies and I was playing for Essendon once.
Oh, God.
No, you nappies at 14.
Yeah,
wow.
That was seconds.
Ring up Merv Hughes.
That was seconds.
No, that's.
Yeah, ring up Merv, JB. Yeah.
Ring up Merv.
I'll ring up
Merv. He was bowling.
Can I ring anyone else? Everyone I ring tells me the
Danny
same thing.
Danny Buckingham,
you
from
were rubbish.
Me. I'll give
What's
you.
What's your language?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And your car was parked out the front, you didn't come in.
Yeah.
And I got a ticket. Good. I got a bloody ticket.
And in grand final week, we are honoured with the presence of the boss of the AFL, Gil McLaughlin.
So you're in charge around here, is that fair to say?
Absolutely, I'm the boss.
This is the Rush Hour Sharpest for Maz Group, delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria. TIV.vic.edu.au.
Round 21. Blank a foul. Round 21.
Blank a foul. Yeah, sit down. I'm the boss.
And in the middle of one of the most comprehensive victory laps I've witnessed.
Oh, has he been on fire early? Started well.
Breasting the tape.
Oh, wow.
Nice to have the boss in. Gil, welcome to you.
Thanks, JB. Billy, boys, thanks for having me.
Oh, now the phone. You're just ferocious at the minute. This is. I can't believe you're in here live, middle of the grand final week.
That's the respect I have for this show. Not necessary for you blokes, for the show.
Have you got Don James Brayshaw there and your latest text?
I just was doing some research, Billy, about a question you asked me before we went on air.
I've got a question for you. Because Jim doesn't like the Brownlow night as such. He reckons it goes too long.
Well, it doesn't anymore. I said that was the other night was brilliant.
I know Gil's here, so you're backpedaling a little
did
bit.
Did I say that, Raps?
But, you don't like it. But he's got a new girlfriend, fiancée. Mate,
9 years.
The lovely Lisa.
Are you engaged?
Who Gil knows very well.
Anyway, Lisa loves the Brownlow.
She wants to go to the Brownlow. So Jim has to, this is what I hear, ring or text you, Gil, and say, oh, Gil, old mate, how are you, buddy? Yeah, oh, we're going well. Geez, you're going well. That Tassie team will be good, the
as
AFLW.
If I bother the boss, Jim, with a request like and, that and when you, he's got enough to do.
And you requested 2 tickets to the Brownlow medal for you and Lisa. Gil, is this correct or not?
Well, what is James's official position, knowing that I've opened my phone?
James, yes.
I'm always invited. It's just whether I say yes or not.
When was the last time you went?
This year, when I'd finished at North Melbourne.
So 5 years.
What's that, 6 years?
Yes. And Lisa wants to go. So what happened, Gil?
I just want to know what your official position is. Did you or didn't you ask me?
Well, I don't remember that far back, to be honest. That's my official position.
Give us a look at that text you got there.
Well, he's not in categorical denial like he was beforehand, exactly. So we might not need to use that, but it was a pleasure to have Lisa there.
It was. And
less so you, but yeah, we certainly Lisa added to the glamour of the evening.
And do you know what happened when he got there to the big night? Oh, Lisa's all dolled up and she waltzes through the red carpet and does all that, gets into the room, bowls up to the table. No place card on the table for Jim or Lisa.
No, that's true. After RSVPing twice. So they got helped out by the magnificent staff. We ended up sitting on a Brownlow medalist's table.
There was, all I would like to say, it was a great night.
Yeah.
And the events team have been unbelievable. But when you move it forward by a night all of that, there was maybe a couple of, I apologise on behalf of the team, but I would defend them in the hilt. They were amazing. And I thought it was a great night.
It was a ripping night. And I know Seven helped with this, as do the AFL. It's been brought forward by about half an hour. I think it was an earlier finish.
Yeah, I reckon it's actually almost an hour.
Yeah, great. Yeah. No,
probably half an hour, but somewhere between half an hour, and it makes a big difference.
Are you going to miss?
And it's tighter, isn't it?
Are you going to miss that bit? Because I know the bloody 4:30 finishes at night, and all of the stress of running or keeping the commission informed, etc., running a massive business. But I get the feeling with you, the showbiz side of the job, you actually have enjoyed.
He gets his eye in.
I don't dislike it. I mean, it's not as though I go, it's amazing. But when you're that night, close contest, fun, energetic room, yeah. I mean, it's certainly not bad. It's not something I'll be mourning, but I don't dislike it. And if that's, I'm not trying to hedge my bets. And you feel lucky to be in the position where, you know, you're calling out Paddy Cripps as the winner in the last vote of the night, and you're trying to put a bit of drama in and trying to do your bit to make it a special night for our millions of supporters and clearly the winner. And I think it came together pretty well the other night, and there is some fun in that, no doubt about that.
It is. You read the play beautifully. Just quickly get through those games get rid of them.
I had someone text me saying, you know, their son was the first ever Brownlow moment we went to quite. He didn't have his moment. Mate. I'm like, I'm probably not going to apologise for that.
Exactly right.
Who is the hardest name to say?
Well, what is hard is saying Essendon fast 3 times.
Yes.
So when you're going to try to get Essendon out of the way, and I had a couple of wins, you're going Essendon, and not to drop the N, Wayne Jackson style. I used to end up saying Essendon.
Yep.
I always get confused about, say Zach Tui or Zach Merritt. When you say Z, Z or Z, every time I end up saying Z and it doesn't sound right, Zed Merritt.
Yes.
Zed sounds weird, but that's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
GWS is tricky, so it's not, and then there are the odd name. Like I think someone clipped me that I said Petrarca, not Petrarca.
I think he clipped you.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. So I only got told that on doing SEN this morning, but I don't know. I always thought it was Petrarca. What do you call him?
I've called him Petrarca, but Petrarca. I'm sure, got it wrong.
Well, I certainly don't intend to do that. No. I think mostly we get them right.
Did you kick on and have a dance or a sing?
I had 2 or 3 beers and that was it. We had a full board meeting and then a president's meeting, that whole Tassie thing the next day. So it was sort of, and I was probably 15 lengths off the pace when I get off the stage. You know, drinking, rolling into that room at about 10:45. Yeah, it was a hard field to catch up to.
Speaking of the dancing and the
very good dancing, we love that with Delta. How good was she, by the way?
Stylish, spectacular,
great voice.
Yeah,
she was wooed by you. She was all went all funny. You know?
I don't know. She was either terrified or wooed. And I'll take the wooed.
But so your dancing was really good. We love that. But your singing.
Yeah, well, I cannot sing. For someone who's spent a lot of time late at night in my early years and enjoy the and love music, I know that I can't sing. And I've never done a karaoke anywhere in the world. I've never got up, despite a lot of opportunities and lead in. So that was, I was bullied into that.
How
film.
Do you, well, about to say, how do you explain this?
Bullied. Oh, jeez.
So I would have thought knowing the words, that might have put you in good stead.
So I'm asked to come up to sing a song. I didn't know what it was. I can't sing. He came to Pete's great credit. He would not let up, and he kept coming and coming and coming and coming. And I tried. I looked at all my team to say, someone who can sing, help me out. And I think you do get to that point. You either it is more embarrassing to be the guy who doesn't have a crack
yes.
than someone yeah. who's know they're going to fail, but you have to do yeah. it. And I got to that moment. I just had to go.
Had to do it.
And I was a spectacular fail, but I decided it was better than that than being the guy who doesn't get up.
Yeah. We're going to take a little break with the boss. More with Gil McLaughlin after this.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, just do you know what a tine is? The tines of a fork. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
What?
It's about 5:32.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and the boss of the AFL, Gil McLaughlin, stuck around.
What are you going to do when you finish up? When are you finishing up, by the way? Like, do you know where the finish line is?
It'll be somewhere between now and Christmas. I thought I might be able to get away with the grand final, but I committed to Richard and to everyone. I didn't set a date. I said the end of the year, and there was these things I would do to finish, which was broadcast, the Tasmanian stuff. There's a couple of others in there, club funding deals, CBA. So I can see an end line with all of that. I think if you set a date, it sort of everyone works around that. So it'll be when those are done, and I reckon that'll be in the next couple of months.
And then what's the first port of call post that?
I'm going to go to New Zealand for a few days with a couple of mates, and then going overseas into South America in early December. And I haven't been overseas for a long time, so I'm looking forward to that.
Good. Because you've got four kids, haven't you?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, well, Laura is a champion.
Oh, it has to be.
That's what's occurred.
That's a lot of kids. We've got four kids. They're bloody expensive.
They are expensive, yeah. Mm. And mine are sort of like little animals, so it's sort of hard. They're hard to manage.
So the Tassie thing, just for the, we all wonder, we'd love to see it. How's it looking now?
I reckon yesterday was a pretty important day. We had sort of 11 work streams. We've got a broad funding agreement with the state government. There's sort of list management plans. Whole series of things being done. The stadium, there's a funding commitment from the government around that. That's the last one to work through. So now all of the information's with the clubs.
Yep.
They asked a lot of questions yesterday, and then they're taking all that information away. And I reckon they'll need a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, and then they'll come back. And so I reckon there's, you know, we're the momentum is good, but there's a few steps to go through yet.
Do you need a roof on the stadium?
I reckon, you do. I mean, it is. I remember actually, we played one Friday night game down there.
Oh yeah, Richmond.
That's the only time we played on a Friday in Tassie. It was Richmond North.
Yeah.
And JB was there, and
the coldest night in history.
I've never been as cold at a game of football in my life, and it was to the point where you almost couldn't think.
Nah, it was.
And everyone. Well, I didn't. I thought I had to sit in a jury, but I was not comfortable, and everyone basically retreated. And I thought, you can't be down here playing night football like this. You need a lid.
Now, tell us about your own legacy. When you leave the game, what do you think you're most going to be appreciated for?
Oh, that's for others to judge.
Baby. Well, women's league for a start was a massive thing that came in your time.
Yeah, listen, I hope that I'd like to think we had a crack during the time, and I'm pretty proud where we got, where footy's pumping again, and it wasn't like, it was a bit disconnected when we started, and got the money to invest and to continue to grow. We're really national. As I said, women are playing, you know, we've got a good balance sheet. I feel it's in good nick, but I get uncomfortable talking about all that. It's for others to judge, but I feel very good about what everyone's done and where football is and the money there to obviously do it for people to invest going forward.
Well, one of the things I loved about you was your love of the clubs, and that was instant as soon as you walked in. You would have come across some incredibly impressive presidents in your time.
I knew this would come.
Some blokes that really Frank stood Costa. Out as being, you know, unbelievably, you know, visionaries, wouldn't you?
Who's been the best?
For strength.
And the worst. No, you can't say that. Who's who have you enjoyed working with?
That's one of the joys of this game. And there's not everyone you think's right up your alley, but generally it is filled with good people who care about the game, and people are serious and there's arguments, but generally everyone's, you know, moves on and gets on with it, and you're lucky. And you know, I see James, you go, no, you know, socially, you know, that there's a lot of, I'll take a lot of friends out of this, and that's been a hugely big part of this role for me.
So there were times when you were standing up on the dais addressing all the presidents, the commission there as well, you would have looked up probably normally to the back left and seen myself, Stephen Kernahan, and the late, great Jim Steins. Mm. And I reckon there were times when you would have said, I don't reckon those three understand a word I've said in the last half hour.
Well, I had sort of a crayon picture. That would give
dot to dot.
Oh, I'm not talking about the other two, just for you, Jim.
Yeah.
The great Jimmy Steins, and we're pre-recording this so we can edit it properly. He used to lean into me and give it the, what the f*** is he talking about?
So, Jimmy, and what did you say?
During the break, we'll work it out. That's
it. Who's been your favourite player? Do you have favourites?
I think everyone has favourites. I think if the playing picks up the off field as well, I think it's hard not to do that. I mean, Nick Riewoldt is up there. Paddy Dangerfield's a favourite. Yeah. I do think Joel Selwood's one of the greats. They're the three of my sort of period who, you know, the combination of what they do on the field and then also the people they are off of, sort of, I'd give you three names, yeah. Mm,
good. And, of course, your mother, Sylvia, she loves the Cats. Have you got her a ticket?
A nutbag, yeah.
No, she's great. She loves the Cats, doesn't she?
She's unhinged.
Yeah, she is.
You know that. You got anyone who sits near her, she's season tickets down at the Cattery, and it's the same routine. So she has her six mates she goes with every week, has for years.
Yeah.
The row in front, she either whacks them on the head or scrubs their hair first game and has these little sort of psychic things she does. They turn around going, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I get the call, second home going, can you come down and talk to the people in front? They go, all right. So they tolerate every year, and next year there's a new set of people because they've asked to be moved.
And now, Robbie Williams, you'll be pumped with. I know you take a very personal view as to who the entertainment is, and Robbie is a global superstar.
He's a big name. I'm not sure if anyone bigger than him. And we obviously had Ed Sheeran, the Killers. So he's right up there.
The Loaf.
That was before your time, Loaf.
No,
I was not the chief executive.
We blame Gil for that.
But I reckon he'll be a huge act, and he's doing 18 minutes on whatever it is, quarter two on Saturday. And I think I haven't had since I've been around almost a grand final that feels as big as this. So everyone wants a ticket.
Yeah,
people are coming from everywhere, and I think he's a big name for what's going to be a big day.
Do you know these two clubs have never played in a grand final?
Is that right?
Yeah.
When Melbourne played Sydney, they were both inaugural. If you count South Melbourne, they were inaugural teams in the opening VFL, and it was only the third time they'd played in a final in 150 years.
Yeah. It's incredible.
But I can't believe Geelong and the Swans, Sydney and South Melbourne.
I've never played in a grand final.
Never played in grand final. And they're original clubs.
The foundation clubs.
Foundation clubs, which is unbelievable.
It is.
Well, I always like your words.
You better
when
check
you speak,
that.
You say, may the best team win and may luck play no part in it. And that is true because we don't want that. We just want merit to come through on the day.
100%. I mean, it's a big deal for the clubs in their broader sense, the players and the team, their supporters, and you just want the best team to win, and that you hope it comes down to the last moment.
Oh no!
And that someone does something great to win it, and that nothing else comes into it. So that's what we're hoping for, a close game where luck plays no part.
Well done on an amazing time as the CEO of the AFL. As one of your mates, I've been waiting with bated breath for you to make a complete ass of yourself so I could properly jump on top of you, but you just haven't. And that's annoying
me.
Well, wait.
Now I'm the holder. We've all had our moments, but thanks for the support. Thanks for bringing the energy and the fun to football. We appreciate it.
Good on you. Thanks. Bill.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
second last show of grand final week is done.
That, JC Clark tomorrow, Errol Goulden from the Sydney Swans, Basha Hooley in with the Premiership Cup.
Good.
The ambassador.
Been a great show today.
Great show. Gil McLaughlin, of course, Cripper.
Yep.
Yeah. Good, by the way. Toby Green is a superstar. Now, Bill, speaking of superstars, we got one of the best comedic presences in this country, Sam Pang, in yesterday. Be witness to your joke, because I'm sick of people saying, well, you just don't have any sense of humour, you don't laugh. Yeah. Well, we got him in.
Yeah, he loved it.
No, he hated it, both of them.
Bit his lip and then got outside and fell over.
No, he actually didn't. We had vision of it, and he knew that they were both rubbish.
Anyway.
Day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
So, Bill, lift, grand final week, something you didn't do.
Exactly. So, as I played, it parallels with how I'm on air. Irish joke, Jimmy. Paddy and Mick. And Paddy says to Mick, how did you get on with that faith healing group you went to last night? Mick said it was absolutely shite. He said even the fella in the wheelchair got up and walked out.
Oh, no. That's inappropriate.
He got up and walked
That's
out.
That's got a great big slab of inappropriates about it.
It's an Irish joke, Jim.
Oh, no, we know what it is. It's just not really funny, it's right. It's also a little bit sort of wrong.
No, it's okay. Move. Rab.
That's it, Bob. You're disappointing. He's had enough of you.
You're
See?
Disappointing.
No, he's
You're turning into Jim.
Even you? He's had enough of you.
Mm-mm. Jim and Gazy, all the same.
Where's Gazy coming in?
Wowzers. Don't have fun, don't laugh.
Woolly bully.
Stick it up your clown now.
He's got your measure, rabbits.
No, he hasn't.
Yes.
He'll get some interesting feedback.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.